So just I start to explain this part of our normal practice. You know, how to do the offerings. We do the offerings all the time, but you know how to do an extensive way. We normally do that. Because we having devotion, so we normally do that. But how to use that as a means to collect extensive merits, you know. So beginning there's bodhicitta motivation, okay, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. Here we offer on behalf of all sentient beings, okay. So there's a bodhicitta motivation, of course, then the offering becomes not only that they become cause of enlightenment, but you collect merits, like limitless skies of merits, okay? Limitless skies of merits. That's what I've translated.
I'm sure this is the older version of the prayer book called the PMT. They don't have the recent update.
Oh, okay. Maybe, well, maybe Kunsang has, you can ask. Maybe ask Kunsang. So when we do offering, okay, so first generate motivation, bodhicitta, okay, that. Then the which is the purpose of our life, see, and not just to achieve higher birth, you know, of this life, but of the happy transformation, not that. But to achieve liberation from samsara, not even that, you see, to achieve enlightenment for all sentient beings, okay? For all my kind mother sentient beings, okay? So that, then therefore I'm going to make offering, okay? And then you can make charity, then you make charity to all sentient beings, there, numberless. When you make charity to all sentient beings, there are numberless sentient beings in the hell realm, numberless sentient beings in the hungry world, numberless sentient beings in the animal, numberless sentient beings in the human, in the human realm, numberless sentient beings, Sura, Asura realm, and the mystery beings. So, in the six realm, there are numberless sentient beings. You understand? So that means we collect. That means we collect numberless merits. Numberless merits six times. Numberless merits we collect six times. Okay. Then intermediate stage, there are numberless. So we collect numberless merits seven times. Okay. Then after that, we offer. You may charity to the if the arhatas, numberless arhatas, then there's the bodhisattvas, Arya bodhisattvas who are free from samsara. Okay, so then you may charity also them. You know, so collect unconceivable more than seven times numberless merit you collect. Okay, so by doing that, by making the charity to. Then on their behalf, you can offer together, or you can offer on their behalf. You offer on their behalf. Then this statue, what is it? Statue or tanga or so whatever it is that you're offering. I think the first thing you think guru. So then you collect the highest merit. You collect the most extensive merits, okay? The offering to numberless Buddha and offering to one guru, collect far more greater merit, then make an offering to numberless Buddha, numberless Dhamma, numberless Sangha, numberless statue, numberless stupa, numberless scriptures, okay? So all those merits are unbelievable, but you compare to offering to guru, one guru, then all those other merits become small when you compare the merit, how much, you know, the most extensive merit you collect when you offer to even to one guru, okay? So like that. But this is due to the power of the object. So as I normally mentioned that it's mentioned in Lambrum teachings, in the Sutta teachings, the outside people and your parents is a much more powerful object. And the small harm, small disrespect, small harm criticism or small harm, small disrespect, it become very heavy nigga karma. And so you, because heavy nigga karma become very heavy, so you start to experience the result suffering problem in this life. Because karma is very powerful, so you start to experience the result of the suffering, the problem in this life. Start to experience in this life. That means then, you know, lower realms and the, you know, even in the next human realms, hundreds of thousands, so many lifetimes you experience the suffering result of that, okay? And then small respect to your parents, small respect, small service, you know, something called, even by talking, something causing happiness. So you see, it becomes very powerful, good karma. So then you start to experience the result. You start to experience the result of happiness in this life. So there's a karma, it has two types of karma. You create the cause in this life, but you see the result in this life. So the parents are very powerful objects, you see from their side, powerful. So therefore, even small good thing we do, small service, respect, even in talking, you know, causing happiness, something small, then you see the calm, good karma become very powerful. So then you start to experience the result in this life, happiness, okay? And then you see many hundred thousand times you experience that one act, that one good that small respect or small service, well, the good karma, you see. Okay? They're very powerful. So you, like that. Then after that, the ordinary person, you see, non-monks, you see, more powerful. So then, then of course, within that, there's arhatas higher than ordinary being, ordinary sangha, of course. Then the number of arhatas, and then one bodhisattva is more powerful, who just generated bodhicitta, okay? This one, much more powerful than the number of arhatas. So it said in the teachings. So if you look at that bodhisattva with the glaring, with eyes glaring, you know, you see. Then need karma is heavier than you take the eyeballs of the desirable beings, formless realm beings. Okay, you take the eyeballs out, you see. So like that. Karma is much heavier. If you look at the bodhisattva, we see disrespectfully, see, glaring, see. So this is disrespectful manner. So karma is so heavy, because having bodhicitta realization, okay? That's so powerful. So unbelievable, holy, you see. Totally renounced a thought of seeking happiness for oneself, you see. Cherish eye, totally. Only thought of cherishing others, only thought of seeking happiness, numberless sentiments, without discrimination. So, you know, yeah. So there are numberless bodhisattva and one Buddha. One Buddha is most powerful than numberless bodhisattvas, okay? So, for example, if you look at one bodhisattva, you know, devotional mind, you see. If you look at bodhisattva with the devotional mind, you see, like that, you see, respectful way, then the good karma is much more powerful. You see, you know, you give the eyeball, but you give the eyeball to the numberless desire realm, formless realm, something they say, but number anyway. So, formless realm doesn't have the body, but just the marriage is stronger. So, if you give eyeball to charity, to desire realm, numberless desire realm, formless realm, okay? So now, if you look at the one bodhisattva with the devotional eye, you see, respectfully, you see, this karma is much more powerful than, you see, you gave the eye to numberless desire realm, formless realm, okay? Like that. So now, one Buddha is much more powerful than numberless bodhisattvas, okay? By karma, you see. You know, small disrespect, small criticism, whatever, need karma is much heavier than, you know, than having done that to bodhisattva, okay? So now, small respect, or I say, small, so, I mean, so, or service or offering or say to Buddha, praise to Buddha, you see. The karma is so, the good karma is so powerful. So then having done the numbers of the sabbaths. Now one guru as a most powerful from whom you have received, from whom you received Dharma connection. Okay? From whom you have received Dharma connection. Even few syllables of mantra or transmission you have received, you know. Even one stanza Dharma teaching you have received. That one is guru, you are disciple. With this recognition, then you see you have received even one stanza of teachings or the few syllable mantra or transmissions, okay? So the Dharma connection is established. So to that person, see, to that guru, so that becomes the most powerful person in your life. And so then it is said in the teachings, you see, for example, the gurus, one pulse, you know, there's about tiny, you see, the pulse, you see, what the hair grows, there was more, a pulse, one tiny like that. So if you put a scented water, tiny one, you see, or make offering to one pulse of the gurus for the body, you know, tiny one, you see, the pulse is so small, you see, you offer one tiny scented water, you see, you offer one pulse for the body, you see, you collect a far more greater merit than having made offering to you create a far more greater merit, good luck, you know. Then you see, you made an offering to numberless Buddha, numberless Dharma, numberless Sangha, numberless statues, stupa, scriptures, okay? So like that. So therefore, see, like this. So, as far as good karma, the most powerful, see, most extensive merit, okay? And then the, then also say small disrespect, whatever you say, then they come even smaller like that, you see. The very, very powerful heavy karma. So therefore when we make offering to the statues or tangas, whatever they, you see, always remember guru. You know? Very, very important. Then you collect the most extensive merit. Most extensive merit, okay? So it's one only that it's one of one statues, you know, a tanga, you see, picture. No matter how small, big, in my offering, you think guru, okay? You collect the most extensive merit, okay? Then number of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, number of statues, everything. So then this way, now here, so this way, you create numberless cause of enlightenment. Numberless cause of enlightenment. Many times. Numberless cause of enlightenment. The highest success in life is the enlightenment. To achieve peerless happiness. Cessation of all the, not only suffering, all the development, gross development, subtle development, everything, all the mistakes of mind. Okay? And the completion of all the qualities, the enlightenment. So, you create a cause of achieving that. You create a numberless cause of that. Many times. Because you visualize who you are making offering, you visualize it. You say, and then again, the guru, there's if one is many guru, then unbelievable. You see, can you imagine? Then number Buddha, number Dharma, number Sangha, okay? Number statues, stupa, scriptures, you saw that. So you create numberless cause of enlightenment many times. So that means, by the way, you create the numberless cause of happiness of future, numberless, by the way, you create the numberless cause of, you see, to achieve ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of samsara suffering and causes numberless times. So many, like numberless times, like that, many times. Okay? Then by the way, cause of it, achieving happiness, future life, you see, numberless, many times. Even that numberless one, many times. Okay? So that means, that means no question about happiness this life, even without being attached, grasping for that, even without thinking, it comes. Okay, that's successful. So like that. This happens without thinking. You know, when you create a cause of enlightenment, all this comes. Even the happiness of this, and those other ones, happening beyond this life. It happened this way, just come by the way easily, okay? Success, all like that. So that's why, you see, That's why I say, kata kadamba kishi is the saying, you say kadamba kishi, kamlu, say, bengung jiao, kadamba kishi, say, kadamba, yeah, you say, kadamba kishi, potowa, or shara, what's with it, kadamba kishi, bengung jiao, you see. So when his early life, kadamba kishi, bengung jiao, you see, his early life, you know, his early life was very famous robbery and tea, very famous in the early life, you see. So he has many weapons, you know, many this to throw this stone, you see. That and the many weapons around, you see, he wear. You know. So very famous, you see, daytime robbery, nighttime tea, you know. So very famous. So then he had a field, you know, field. From the field, he get 40 big sack of grains. Okay, so then people call his nickname 40 Nigitkama. People call him nickname 40 Shijudig. So 40 Nigitkama. They get 40 big sacks of grains from the field. Okay? So the people call nickname 40 Dig or Shijudig. 14 Nikama. Anyway, so later he began to practice Dharma. Okay? Later he began to practice Dharma. So you see that. I'm not going too much, okay? So when he began to practice Dharma, when he started meditating Lamrim. So at the end of the day he checked, you see. End of the day he checked. From this morning, he examined how many actions become virtue, how many actions become negative karma, okay, non-virtue. So he put one, when he found out each time, every action became negative karma, when he found each one, then he put one black stone on the table. Each time when you find a virtuous action, he put one white stone on the table. So then this is how he check it. At the end of the day, you see, before he go to bed. So each time when you find a virtue, and you rejoice. You know, then you see, after you found the, you know, how many actions become negative karma, then at the end, then you confess, you know, that I regret, so that purifies, okay? Then at the very beginning, almost all black. Then more, as you continue with more and more white stone, less and less, you know, less black stone, more and more white stone, so you find more and more virtue. As a continuity, you know, year to year, okay? So, like that, developed his mind in Dharma. So, anyway, so he said, you know, so when he was not practicing Dharma, you see, his mouth could not find food. You see, his mouth could not find food. But now, when he practiced Dharma, he has his food. I said, food could not find his mouth. So you see, when he renounced the life, you see, the attachment clinging to this life, when he renounced that, you know, that means, so food, before, when he did not renounce, attached to this life, you know, seeking happiness, the food could not find food. You know. But now, the food, after he renounced this life, you see, attached and clinging to this life, then you see, food could not find his mouth, you see. So before, he was looking for it, but could not find it. So difficult, you see. But now, after he renounced, you see, attached and clinging to this life. So you see, the things come. You see, the enjoyments, you see, just come, you know. So that means, you see, come from all the directions. So therefore, he's saying that food could not find his mouth. It means that, okay? So much, you know, come. So when you begin to practice Dharma, renounce this life, okay. So it's come from all. when you're not, so food could not find his mouth. So it's like that. So anyway, so the, when you do, so when you don't renounce the attachment to the life, then you see, say, yeah, like this, you know, say difficult to find. But once they see, so once the attachment renounced, then you see the say, that's the benefit. I say, benefits of Dharma, that you see, it just comes. It just comes, you see. I say, when you don't put effort for it, you renounce the attachment, then it comes as a power of Dharma. So it comes there, so that. So Lama Yeshe, my master Lama Yeshe used to say, he teased to other meditators living in Dharamsala, high mountains, and they live high mountains, you see. So his same class monk, is one called Geshe-Thupten, living on the high mountains, you see. They all finished studying extensive, studied extremely well Buddha Dharma, the extensive sutra, you know, five major sutra texts, all this in the monastery for many years. So anyway, so one of his class, same class, live in the mountain. So anyway, Lama Yeshe, when they come down, the Lama Yeshe said, oh, my way of that, my way of practicing Dharma is all the three realm, desire realm, pomerate realm, all the enjoyments just come, just come to me and practice Dharma, practice Dharma. You teach others. So they, others, they means renounced, go to the mountains, cave or have a hermitage. So Lama Yeshe says, my way of practicing Dharma, everything comes to me. And, you see, so without fear, so enjoy. That's my way of practicing Dharma. So that's same meaning as what Gautama Geshe said. So because you have renounced this life, so you have no fear of, so having realization, bodhicitta especially, then emptiness, then no fear. Oh, the renunciation, impermanence, renunciation, in that path, you see, in those meditations, impermanence, realization, impermanence life, you see. So the attachment doesn't rise. You control, so you have no danger. So that, so everything, then everything comes, what you find before hard, now, you see, just come, natural, that. So, yeah, then it's I'm talking about the benefits when you make offering. If you make offering with this meditation, how unbelievable! The good luck doesn't exist. We can create good luck. Good luck is when people talk about good luck, they talk as independent, truly existent. You see, exists by itself, but not. That's totally wrong. That is the object to be refuted. That's the total hallucination. That's total non-existent. And good luck, we our mind create. You can create good luck anytime. By knowing Dharma, you know you can create good luck all the time. Every second of this life, you can create good luck all the time. It's good luck, good karma. Okay. So that anyway, so I'm talking about the how unbelievable benefit you're offering. So this, I want to say, offering the scarf, this is not just Tibetan tradition. It is mentioned in the sutra, Compassion Buddha's Jerisikito, Compassion Buddha sutra is mentioned the offering the scarf, you see. It said that all your wishes get fulfilled if you make the offering of scarf. And then sutra mentioned, then they say, the benefits of that, how many, even Buddhas cannot finish explaining the benefits of that, offering scalp to the holy object, you see. Even for eons, cannot finish explaining. So this is what I said. And all your wishes get fulfilled. So there's a quotation in sutra. So it's not just Tibetan, tradition, not custom, not that. This is according to the sutra text. Okay? So anyway, then the prayer, then you see, then you recite this prayer after you do, after you do this meditation, you offer. Okay? Then you do from the offering bath practice. The sabdhaya balhayuga mizjuga mizjidem dhava dhajam dojo kudojo. So this, I offer this see, soft light, soft you know, light scarf, you know, to the Vajra, to your Vajra holy body, the enlightened being's holy body, okay, Vajra. The inseparable, the Vajra holy body, with my inseparable devotion, okay? And do this, may I, in the prayers, it's only I, okay? But you have to add the sentiments. May I and all sentiments achieve Vajra holy body, the holy body of the Buddha, okay? Also, you make this prayer. When you offer, after you offer, then you do this dedication. After that, then one more. I mean, you can do dedication. It depends on your time. Obviously, you can do as many as you wish. Okay, but normally, I'm saying this one. Then after that, so if you're offering the text, you see the present time the text. So if you're offering the text, then you see this light soft. You see the when the scarf, okay, light soft scarf, I'm offering this to say about the holy speech, okay, with my inseparable the faith, okay, and may I all send them as each about the holy speech. So we offer, okay, that's a Buddha's holy speech. So Buddha's holy speech in the form of writings, okay? So these are all manifestations of Buddha. Buddha's holy speech in the form of writings for us and them to learn, to collect merit, okay? So that, and to, whichever language, you know, Tibetan or English, but I'm not saying only Tibetan one. So we learn, we read Purana, Karma, collect lesson and merit, okay? We learn, and then put in practice, actualize path, remove suffering, delusions, then we achieve liberation, we achieve enlightenment, okay? So it's for that. So anyway, when you dedicate that end, may I and all things that may achieve Vajra Holy Spirit. So you often, women often to the Dharma text. The next dedication is that, may I become only like you, okay? The glorified Guru. So the all the holy objects, you see, however, all statues to worship, all this actually is a, you know, I say, the most powerful thing to recognize is the Guru. They all manifestations of Guru for you to collect merit, to purify your nirkama. Okay, well, just very short. Okay, I'm not going to keep long time. The very, 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 you know, meaning of Guru. When you think of Guru, when you see Guru, when you think Guru, to meditation, prayers, normally. So what really the meaning should think in your heart is the, you can say like this, all the Buddha's holy mind, okay? All the Buddha's holy mind, the Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya. Well, actually, strict way you can't hear this word, this is secret, and strict way actually you can't hear this. Because revealing secrecy, a strict way. But anyway, so we all have devotion, so I guess my book. But that, of course, that's not enough, but strict way. In the receiving initiation, but anyway, tons of wisdom and under bliss one is so the Dhammakaya. Holy mind of all the Buddha, okay? Dhammakaya. So now this one is a, primordial, you know? No beginning, no end. Okay? Pervade all the phenomena, cover all the phenomena, pervade all the phenomena. It exists everywhere. So then you see, it is bound with infinite compassion. to you and all sentient beings. So therefore, this manifest. When our karma, us sentient beings karma has happened, it manifests in any form that fits us. While our mind is impure, while we have impure karma, it manifests our impure form. You see, so ordinary being having delusion and having suffering, sometimes suffering, having mistakes and actions. So that's the definition of the ordinary being. So manifest ordinary being until our karma, until our mind is impure, it manifests impure form. Okay. So then that's what will guide us with various means, you know, guide us. You see, protect us from suffering. Purify our need karma collective from beginning to the birth and make us to collect inconceivable merits, and then gradually from happiness to happiness, life to life, bring us to enlightenment. Okay, so like that. So then after some time, whatever in our merit, reveal dharma. Okay, reveal dharma. We learn dharma practice. Then attain path. Then remove the suffering, cause of the suffering. Then subtle development. That will bring us to enlightenment. Okay. So it manifests even in the form of river, bridge, you know, all kinds of things, not only sentient beings, even those forms. For animals, it manifests from animals, for predator, hungry ghosts, manifests hungry ghosts, and the evil spirits, spirit for them. No question about Buddha, even the Bodhisattva manifests, even the higher Bodhisattva manifests, you know, as an animal, for shell animals, manifest as shell animal, and protect them, benefit them, you see. So the shell animal that which starts like this, not this way, will start like that, you know, like this, goes around like this. So this is a Bodhisattva. These shells are, this is a Bodhisattva shell animal, this one's like this. So, like they have in Bodhisattva, seven lifetimes, like that, or you see Bodhisattva many lifetimes, you know. So, Nagarjuna explained. So they specially, purposely, with free will, you see, specially been manifested as a shell, you see, to protect the shell animals, benefit the shell animals, sort of like that. So if you have this shell that starts from like this, if you keep it at home, you blow, then it becomes healing for the family and bring harmonies in the family. So there's a benefit like that, explained by Nagarjuna. So even the Bodhisattvas do that. Even Bodhisattvas, they manifest water, bridge, all these things, you see, what is needed for the sentient being, you know. So therefore, even Bodhisattvas, they do that. Of course, Buddha will definitely do that, you see. You know, free from even the subtle defilements, okay? So, like the Aryasangata Sutra, it says, you see, so Buddha manifests, you know, in the letters, in the right text, and then you see, for example, if you have a question, some subject, you see, then after a few days, at the same day or a few days, you see that text. You give the answer, you see the answer. That happens many times, you see. Just amazing, amazing. And then the, also, those who have pure karma, pure mind, manifest pure form, aspect of Buddha, you see. So the one who has the five mind path to enlightenment, okay? Mind path of merit, preparatory path, mind path of the preparatory path, mind path of the resting path, mind path of the meditation, mind path of normal learning. So when you achieve this path of merit, you know, then there's the three levels, small one, middle one, great one. The continual dharma, concentration, you see, 그런 걸 다 하면 그래서 내가 higher one, okay? So when you, the minute when you, wherever you are, whether you're in the bathroom, outside, doesn't have to alter, doesn't have to always, what you achieve, doesn't have to always alter the places. It could be anywhere. The minute when your mind reaches that level, wherever you are, oh, just there, you see numberless Buddhas. You see numberless Buddhas, nirmanic aspect. Okay? And then you see the statues, statues of the actual living Buddha. You see that, actual living Buddha, and talk to you. Okay? So there are many statues you see in Tibet, Nepal, many Buddha statues, spoken statues. So they all become actual living Buddha, you see. Talk to you, give teachings to you. So, numberless Buddha, wherever you are. So, for example, Gautama Geshe, Chayulwa, one of the best example of, as a disciple, okay, obedient to the Guru, that, so he, his Guru is Jianghawa. So, when he was with Jianghawa, when he was writing, you know, text, so the minute when the Guru calls him, even syllable, not Tibetan, Tibetan, not like this. So, the minute when you hear a Guru calling him, he stops immediately. Even the syllable, he does not try to finish. He immediately stop there, you know, where he reached, stop there and immediately run to offer service. Or the mandala, you see, make a full mandala offering. And then, you know, you don't try to finish mandala, then go, no. When you hear, stop your mandala, wherever it's reached, so they run to offer service. So this is another one usually mentioned in teachings, you know, somebody who is incomparable, who did it correctly, devoted for his friend, you see, incomparable. So every day he cleaned his guru's room and, you see, the dust, you know, and the practice. So one day, so you see, after cleaning, he put all the garbage in his robe, you see, yeah? Then he tried to put out, you see, he went downstairs through the steps, downstairs. So when he reached the third step, then his mind reached the level of that, the third level of the path of marriage, okay? Chujin Ding is, so this is the continental Dharma concentration. So then there, immediately he saw, after third steps, you know, when you go down, well, he was holding garbage, he saw a number of people that's there, you know, nirmanic aspect. So like that. Because of course, as I mentioned before, you remember, the karma, the collecting merits, you know, by doing service, you know, service to Guru. So I mean, service doesn't mean always with Guru, staying with in the same house. Not necessarily. It can be anywhere, you know. So Guru say, I mean, according to Guru's advice. So it doesn't have to send all the same house. You should not necessarily to have that idea, you see. So I think it is said also, maybe the mentor, see the Guru also in Nimanaka, then when you reach the rising path, third mind path, you see the Guru also the Sambuddha. Then, you know, then of course you have to complete the, after you complete the path, you know, complete path of meditation, then you see, you remove the subtle defilements, and then you achieve the Buddha, you see, then your mind becomes Dharmakaya. Your mind becomes Dharmakaya, your mind becomes that Guru. Remember I mentioned at the beginning? Your mind becomes that Guru. You know, Dharmakaya. All the Buddha's holy mind, which I mentioned before. So your mind becomes that. So that means you become the Guru that time. You achieve the Guru. You achieve Buddha, you achieve Guru, you achieve all the Buddhas. That time you numberless Buddha, you achieve all the Buddhas. So with all the Buddhas, you see, same. It's like one person. Okay. So you achieve all the Buddhas. When you achieve one deity, like Genesi, the compassion Buddha, you achieve all the Buddhas. So that. So anyway. For what was that? Yeah. So anyway, so the seems by purifying your mind, more the mind get purified, more the mind become more and more pure. This is how your views change. You see, at that moment, your views become more and more pure. So that, so the next prayer, then I finish. Did all the past, present, future, merits, quality, and future, merits, quality, but others, numberless in the middle, including Buddhist, Buddhist, okay? Then you dedicate the first one. You see, to each Bhaja Holy Body, or to each myself, was in the Bhaja Holy Body, or Bhaja Holy Speech, even offering the scriptures, okay? And then next one, may I become only like you, the Guru, okay? So now here, this is what I mentioned to you. So I mentioned the Guru. What Guru is, okay? What really meaning, what you should remember in the heart, okay? That's the ultimate Guru. Guru is the ultimate Guru, conventional Guru. So the ultimate Guru, you see, as I mentioned before, you see, manifest pure form. When your mind becomes pure, impure form, if your mind, your karma is impure, it manifests impure, okay? Guide us, okay? So that's called a conventional guru. So that's how meditate, you know, to understand meditate, you see. So now here, okay? So how many gurus one has? So this, how many gurus has 20, 25, 100, 200, how many gurus one has? So without this guru, so point to one. Maybe the one with whom one finds more difficulties. Okay, more anger, was more difficult. So without this guru, so you understand this from your side. You see the anybody. So this is okay. Conventional guru, the holy mind is the holy mind is the ultimate guru. Okay. So like that. So that's what understanding we should have. Okay. So now here. So manifesting this for me. Okay. This ordinary form for me to say liberated from the get higher liberated from the lower realms and now you see that I have this perfect human body. You see by the kind of guru. Okay, in the past, gave teachings, led me to practice morality, okay, refuge morality, and they said, 10 virtues, so forth. Okay? Then I achieved this perfect human body, okay? So this came from Guru, the Guru. So then you see, liberated, I say, achieved higher birth, okay? Not even born Lord. Then I say, free from samsara. Liberate me from samsara. Then not only that, bring me to enlightenment. Okay, like that. So now here, without this guru, if this guru, before mentioning that, from this ultimate guru that I mentioned before, real meaning guru, what you remember. Okay, so that manifested numberless Buddha. From that, you say, numberless Buddha. That manifested numberless Buddha, okay? So all the Buddha came from that. So the Dharma came from that. Sangha came from that. Do you understand? So now here, all the Buddha came from that, okay? Manifested that. So that means all the statues of Buddha, the deities, whatever, all the statues of Buddha and the text, and the stupas, all the statues, everything. So without the guru, there's no Buddha. There's no Dharma. There's no Sangha. There's no statue, no stupa, no scriptures. No opportunity for sentient being to collect merit, purify mind, to have realization. No opportunity at all. Okay? That guru doesn't exist. Okay? Without that guru, nothing exists. Okay? Because that guru exists, so manifests all this. Came all the Buddha Dharma Sangha came from that. Okay? All the statues to persecute, everything came from that. So you see, came from that. That's one thing. came from that, and think they manifest about that. So the when we make offerings to think the status of the Guru, see, there's this meaning behind. Okay, I mean there's also that. To understand. So that's the most important first thing to remember. The number of statues, Sriva scripture, number of Buddha, number of statues, everything. Okay? Okay, the last prayer, then finish. All you are saying, these are the past, please, may I become Tika, may I become Buddha, then may I become only like you, Bandai Lama, Chu Chindrava, like you to glorify Guru, you see. Then like your holy body, like your lifespan, like your pure land, like your holy entourage, like your holy name. The Buddha said, "But generously blessed his name." You know, he blessed his name. So the minute when you remember, you know, when you die, when you remember that, you never get reborn, Lord. You know? And so it's wishful thing to remember generously in our Krishna. So it liberates you from samsara, from oceans of samsara suffering. You see? Remember the name. And then liberates even from protects even from the Lord Nirvana, you know, and brings to enlightenment. So it's a name, it's remembering name is for us something wishful feeling. Okay? Wishful feeling. So that. So like your holy name. See, so the second dedication, this one. Bandai Lama, Chu Chindrava, Khotan Goda, Tiji San Chu Sangpo, Chindrava, may I become one like you. So that to bring like this, to benefit, in order to benefit for all sentences. Okay, so that's very good. There are after that, everybody with dedication, your family members, what a specific thing you can do that, you know. Normally, I advise these two prayers, okay, after you make the offerings, okay, like that. And, then, you see, take blessing, but lowest as possible, you know. I mean, generally, when we respect our people, even sentient being, you know, senior people, and elderly people, senior people, then also, who ordained person, when we respect, you know, it creates karma in the future lives. You see, to have high power or to have high position or high power, controlling power. So that way you can help many people, many sentient beings. You see, you can help many sentient beings. You know, bring them dharma, freedom from suffering, samsara, bring them nothing. Okay. So anyway, not only that, but the respect. Prostration, respect. You know, going down. This against dharma practice, against your remedy to your pride. You know, to destroy the delusion pride. Then, also for Buddhas. You know, statues like that, the whole object, when you do that, statues to rescue it, and then cause for enlightenment, okay? So I think that's about it. So I think, sorry, okay, two time. Yeah. So while it's taking time, I'm going to give the oral transmission of Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga and the tea principle. Lama Tsongkhapa, the heart teaching of the 84,000 teaching taught by Buddha, which comes three levels: Hinayana, Mahayana Paramahayana, Mahayana Tantra. So, you see, the very heart of this teaching, the three principal aspects of it. So, I read it in English, so you're able to get the oral transmission of that.